Hi, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And, you know, we hear the words religious freedom a lot in regards to the U.S. Constitution as a basic human right that is granted to American citizens. But it's also a basic right enjoyed by a large part of the world. And have you ever thought about why this is a right in the first place or why it's so important? And have you also thought about the responsibilities that come along with enjoying this right? So that's what we're going to talk about a bit on our show today. And according to a recent Mormon Newsroom article, quote, around the world and in the United States, this freedom, religious freedom, is eroding. Churches, religious organizations, and individuals face increasing restrictions as they participate in the public square, express their beliefs, or serve in society. But there is much good that church members and people of goodwill can do to preserve and strengthen religious freedom. So when you look at the recent terrorist attacks that have happened, or very unpeaceful protests that are going on, or hate crimes or wars, you can usually trace the root of those events back to a disrespect of cultures and religious groups. And it has been noted and studied that a society's ability to be more peaceful, to economically thrive, and to increase feelings of neighborliness among its citizens depends heavily on the unbridled ability to praise as they wish in private or in public. And I think it's because when you exercise that freedom to believe as you will for yourself, you are more likely to respect that same right in others. So as we mentioned, there are some responsibilities that we need to be aware of that go hand in hand with this right to religious freedom. Number one, learn about issues that relate to religious freedom today and how you can get involved if you feel that it's being threatened. Number two, do not make fun of or belittle any other religious or cultural group and grant them the same respect that you wish to receive. And be sure to lead by example in your actions in person and on the internet as it relates to this topic. And number three, use social media to express topics and issues that are important to you and take the opportunity to educate others on why religious freedom matters. So Joseph Smith, in the early days of the LDS Church, when the church group itself was under so much attack and so much persecution from other groups and their right to religious freedom was heavily being threatened, he was quoted as saying, "If it has been demonstrated that I have been willing to die for a Mormon, I am bold to declare before heaven that I am just as ready to die in defending the rights of a Presbyterian, a Baptist, or a good man of any other denomination. For the same principle which would trample upon the rights of the Latter-day Saints would trample upon the rights of the Roman Catholics, or of any other denomination who may be unpopular and too weak to defend themselves. It is a love of liberty which inspires my soul, civil and religious liberty to the whole of the human race. I will not seek to compel any man to believe as I do, only by the force of reasoning, for truth will cut its own way. Our religion is between us and our God. Their religion is between them and their God." And then more recently, other modern LDS leaders have also commented on the importance of religious freedom. So take a listen to what they've said.
"I've been around a long time and have seen many changes in the world and in the church. Like many of you, I've witnessed the establishment of religious freedom in nations of the world. It's been a wonderful thing to see. But these essential freedoms of conscience embedded in religious liberty must be diligently preserved and protected. In many countries, including the United States, religious freedom is slowly and dangerously eroding. I've seen this erosion in matters of individual conscience, expression, and self-determination. But this is not a concern for religious people only. For many reasons, all citizens benefit from a robust and vigorous religious freedom. But we must also remember that religious freedom has obligations. Besides protecting our own rights, we must protect the rights of others, including the most vulnerable and the least popular. We must show mutual respect for others and treat all civilly. No one should be belittled for following their moral conscience. I look back with gratitude for the freedoms I've enjoyed in my lifetime. And I want my grandchildren and their children to enjoy them too."
It is important to become well-educated on this issue, to take responsibility to pass on to future generations the religious freedom you now enjoy. Defend religious freedom on the internet and in your personal interactions in the neighborhoods and communities where you live.
In the 21st century, we cannot flee any longer. We're going to have to fight for laws and circumstances and environments that allow the free exercise of religion and our franchise in it.
I think we need to defend religious freedom because it is eroding. The guarantee of free exercise of religion seems to be weakening in public esteem.
And for more information on the LDS Church's stance on religious freedom and what that means for you today, you can visit LDS.org and search for different talks, articles, and videos on that topic, and be sure to share those things online with your family and friends. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson, and he says, "Hate never promotes love, cowardice never gives courage, and doubt never inspires faith." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.